This is St. Charbel's advice on conquering weakness. He says, the gate of heaven is found where heaven and earth meet, at the summit of Calvary. The gate is well known, tangible and visible. Everyone has eyes to see it. Some think that it has no lock and that it opens if you push it. But when you draw close to it, you understand that it has a lock that opens only with its key. We can know the right key only if it is inserted into the lock. There is only one true key, the cross of Christ. Our whole life is a journey toward this gate, and you will arrive there at the end of your pilgrimage. If you are holding the key in your hand, you will open it and enter. If not, you will stop in front of the gate without being able to go in, because the key that you have, keys that you have, are nothing but your own handiwork. They will disappoint you. Salvation history is made up of tiers of conversion. Just one tier is enough to open the gate of heaven. The tier of repentance that bathes the cheek of the courageous believer. Carry the cross of Christ and follow in his footsteps. You will find the Virgin at your side as she was for Christ. Every time that you feel hurt, say, by the wounds of Christ. When you suffer, say, by the sufferings of Jesus. When they persecute you, when they mistreat you or insult you, say, for the glory of God. You must conquer your weakness and not make it an excuse to let yourself go. If you carry the cross of Christ, no suffering can bend you, no weariness can demoralize you. You will walk steadfastly, patiently, silently. Once you have arrived at the gate, you will feel that the joy of your passage far surpasses your suffering and fatigue during the walk. The happiness of your arrival at the destination will infinitely surpass the sorrow of your travels. The road to your Calvary in this corner of the world is long, and here in the Middle East you carry the cross of Christ on your shoulders. Your enemies are numerous, because they are the enemies of the cross. Do not take them as enemies. Always speak to them with the language of the cross, even if they are hostile toward you because of it. The months and years to come will be very difficult, bitter, and as heavy as the cross. Endure them by praying. May your prayer proceed from your faith. May hope spring from your patience, and may the cross make your love grow. Violence will reign over all the earth. The planet will be stabbed by the knives of ignorance and hatred. All the nations that surround you will totter under the weight of suffering. Fear will beat down on the whole earth like a storm. Sadness will overflow from the heart of everyone. Ignorant and hostile men will preside over the destiny of all their peoples, dragging them along the paths of mystery and death, because of the blind revenge that they will nickname justice, and because of the lugubrious ignorance that they will call faith. Rancor and ignorance will prevail in all four corners of the globe. Resist and stand firm in faith and charity. The face of the earth will change, but you will preserve the face of Christ. Boundaries, communities, and regimes will be erased and redrawn. Nations will totter beneath the weight of fire and sword, but you will preserve your love without boundaries. Safeguard your ecclesial community, and may your rule be the gospel. Be the anchor that holds fast the boats that wander on the turbulent seas. May your hearts be the port of refuge for every human being who is lost, astray, and in need of protection. By your prayers, you can bring down the rain of mercy and water the earth with your charity. Pray to soften the hardened hearts, to open darkened minds, to comfort those who have experienced catastrophes and horrors. Finally, have no fear, because the light of Christ will rise and shine. The cross and the church will illumine each other. Stand fast in your faith in Christ Have no fear. Have confidence in the God of the resurrection and of life. To him be glory eternally.